Ypsilanti is becoming a hotbed for transportation initiatives, from increased bus routes and services to the potential of a new Amtrak stop in Depot Town. There's plenty to talk about, including the potential environmental impacts for the entire region with increased mass transit opportunities. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning has her fingerprints all over these developments. Jillian Rehm Gainsley is an Ypsilanti representative on the board of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, and thank you for joining us on WEMU.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, let's start off right away. May 1st, big changes coming for the AAATA.
That's right, and people think that this is just a regular old service change. We've changed our routes a lot, but this is actually the biggest change that we've had to transportation in the Ann Arbor area in 40 years. We have a huge number of new routes, new numbers that are coming out.
With new buses,
yeah. It turns out, I didn't know this when I started on the board, but it takes about 18 months to custom order buses. And so we waited for our new buses to come in. And so especially the east side of Ypsilanti Township and Superior Township, and also the west side of Ann Arbor and Scio are going to see some very big changes to their routes.
As designed, how do those changes impact our ability to better utilize the services offered?
So one of the big differences is that instead of the big loop routes, so you have to get on one side and you have to ride it all the way around in one direction, so taking 45 minutes, we have all these routes just go out and back. So they're much more convenient and it's much easier to get into the downtown area. And the other big change is that we heard a lot of feedback that people didn't want to have to go all the way downtown and then back out again in order to make a transfer. And so you're going to see these crosstown routes that go north-south on both the west side of Ann Arbor and the east side of Ypsi that allow you to transfer from one route to another without having to go downtown. And I think this is going to make a big difference.
I think it's almost inherent in the human nature to kind of resist change. And so as people have to become accustomed to new routes and new bus numbers and change their behaviors, do you expect that ridership might actually decline initially?
I think that it usually takes about 2 years to find people really readjusting to a route, people changing and getting used to incorporating a route into their commute. And a lot of times with these changes, I think there are going to be a lot of people who find their commute to be way easier and find out that taking the bus is now a possibility when it wasn't before. But it does take a while for those things to happen. That said, we've got some of our most productive routes, the Washtenaw, the Packard, 4 and 5, those aren't changing at all, and those are still our big trip drivers.
So how many buses are being added to the roadways?
I think we ordered about 30 buses.
30 more buses. That
yeah.
means if you, how much does a bus hold? 60, 80 people?
About, I mean, yeah, times about 65 people.
65
yep.
people. Potentially, if those buses are full, that is a whole lot of cars that aren't on the roadway.
That's absolutely right, and that would be the hope. And you don't have to take the bus every single day for every single thing, but every time that you take a trip on the bus instead of getting on the roadway, it makes a big environmental impact.
Being that we call this Issues of the Environment, what would be the environmental impact? Do we have any kind of dedicated data that would tell us exactly how much of our greenhouse gases we are not putting into the atmosphere?
Sure, we can. That calculation is possible, and actually one of the most fun ways to find out how much your impact is having is if you sign up for the commuter challenge this month. Anyone in Ann Arbor and Ypsi can do that. And
ride, bike, walk,
carpool, Uber is in there. But it actually calculates both how many calories you burned and how much emissions you've saved by trip for the whole month of May.
We're talking transportation on 89.1 WEMU. This is Issues of the Environment, and our guest is Jillian Rehm Gainsley. Jillian is on the board of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. Now, coming up in November, voters in Southeast Michigan, including Washtenaw County, are going to be asked to approve a millage for the Regional Transit Authority. If approved by voters, how does that play out here in our hometown?
So the RTA is going to release their detailed plans at the end of May, but we've heard a lot about where the Michigan Avenue corridor, and I think the RTA, again, is one of the biggest changes we've had in decades, and it has the opportunity to be a huge game changer. So the two things that are going to really impact Washtenaw County, the first is the Ann Arbor-Detroit commuter rail,
mm-hmm.
And that it would include, we hope, a stop in Ypsilanti. We're working on that station right now. And then the second thing is bus rapid transit along Washtenaw Avenue between Ann Arbor and Ipsy. Like I said, that's one of our biggest, most heavily ridden routes. Anyone who's taken the number 4 recently knows it's really crowded. And so if we can put higher capacity vehicles there, it makes a big difference.
So that would provide the funding mechanism to accomplish that goal. But that is a goal that has been set forth a long time ago. When we first started talking Reimagine Washtenaw,
sure.
Part of it was to create this corridor of rapid bus transit.
Absolutely. And
it's not happened.
It hasn't. And it's, you know, there's an incredible number of partners and pieces that have to fall into place for these things to work. And one of the reasons that rail specifically is able to start working is that the state was able to get some grants to redo the tracks and to purchase a lot of the track line. So there are a lot of pieces there. Reimagine Washtenaw also is something that we're working on piece by piece. We want to update each stop, and we want to get it to be a really convenient route and something that you want to walk along, which is, it's a big job. It's a big, a huge number of miles and a lot of work to do.
Now, with the possibility of an Ann Arbor to Detroit rail corridor, does that impact the potential ridership of the bus service in Washtenaw County?
Absolutely, yes. Because when you have people who are commuting into Washtenaw County or out of it, it's a lot more convenient to take your bus to the train if you have to get to Dearborn or Detroit. It's going to make a lot more sense.
So it's not competition. It's going to work hand in hand together.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it'll be a huge trip driver to get people to take more transit, both locally and to use the commuter rail.
As we look at the planned RTA ballot proposal, mm-hmm. How is it going to impact the local taxpayer?
I think that my personal property value is going to go up, and I couldn't be happier about that. I know that sometimes that makes people nervous.
Enough to offset what we're going to be paying on an annual basis in perpetuity?
I do think so. I think that it's going to make an incredible difference. The big difference between things like bus routes and things like BRT and rail is that they're permanent. They're a lot more static. And so you're able to increase development. We call it transit-oriented development. So you increase development around those stops in a way that doesn't happen with a bus route, because a bus route can move. And a train stop, that train stop in Depot Town is already spurring development. People are already looking at those parcels.
That despite the fact the Michigan Department of Transportation has not yet given its go-ahead for this stop.
They're going to give the go-ahead when everything's in place, but it's certainly on the way, and they've definitely, they are a partner. They have a letter saying we're supportive of this.
So it is your contention that with the service improvements that the AATA is launching right now, and with the potential of this rapid transit rail system that could impact our area, the economic and environmental impact for Southeast Michigan and Washtenaw County in specific is all good. You see no downsides to this plan?
I see it as being an incredibly positive thing overall for the region, yes. I suppose if you want to find downsides, your downside might be that if there's traffic, is that more people, more development, more density leads to traffic. But you're already seeing that in Ann Arbor. And I think that that's one of the reasons that transit is so important, is that if you've tried to drive into downtown Ann Arbor lately, the traffic is kind of insane. And it's really getting to be a detriment to the sort of density that they're building there. And so I think that if we have stuff like commuter rail, like bus rapid transit that can get you from Ipsy to Ann Arbor quickly and efficiently, all of a sudden you're opening up parking spaces downtown, and hopefully you're lessening or at least balancing out that traffic. You're giving people a much better option.
Well, we've painted some rather broad strokes today, and there is certainly room for a lot more detail. And I hope that we can ask you back to cover some of those details more specifically
with us in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jillian Rehm-Gainsley. Jillian is on the board of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. Issues of the Environment, that's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.